Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Home Loans.
I'm Reba Hass of Team Reba Remax Metro. You almost started saying Team Reba.
I was tripping on my tongue there just a little bit, but I'm back now. I'm better.
Every week we have a fun new way to say things.
I know. It's just, I'm sure everyone just looks forward to hearing
and you're like,
that.
Thanks for always pointing out all my flaws.
Yeah,
I appreciate that.
I know. Every time
Hashtag
I start talking. Yeah, there you go. Every time I start talking, you're like looking at me like laughing. Fine.
It's only because it's all good. I think so highly of you.
It's all good. No. So we were talking about inspections. And
yes.
I would like to ask you about pre-inspections.
Yes, that also has been a part of my last week. That's been the fervor of running around and spending multiple hours in homes to see what's up, right?
So, well, and I was going to say, as you know, I have a house next door to mine that's on the market right now. And in fact, it's amazing. Just a shout out to all the drivers that are driving up my driveway to look at this home.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Please don't do,
stay off the grass.
Stay off my lawn.
Yeah.
Stay out of my flower beds.
I can't believe some of the people were.
Yeah.
The people who actually drove into that one lawn.
Yeah.
I mean, the lawn might be a mess because of what this last summer did to everybody's yards, but I was just stunned. I was like, look how far they went into the yard, and it's all muddy and you could see the tracks. Like, let's get CSI out here. Who was that guy?
It's like, hey, great. You're going to be my new neighbor and
awesome.
You can't drive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Roll that Prius back down the driveway. Get it out of here.
Hey, did you see that tweet I sent you about the Prius that had the cocked wheel?
That's beautiful.
Did you see that it was actually...
It was
driving down the road and was actually at an angle. You could see the driver was like totally fighting
it. Yeah.
It was weird.
Yeah. Why, you know why that is? You know why the wheel was like that?
Well, I know why you think that, yes.
Yeah. All right, I won't go into it. My theories on the drivers of that particular
What if
vehicle.
We want to go ask them for a sponsorship? They're going to be like, no, this guy hates us.
Yeah. This
Although
segment
you bring
is
him up
brought
all the time.
To you by Toyota.
Yeah. I know. Oh, my gosh.
No, I'm all good. Okay. So, pre-inspections.
Pre-inspections. So yesterday I spent several hours at a Seattle location. And there's just a feeding frenzy going on in this house. And it's funny because one of the other buyer potentials that was there, I heard him saying something to his agent. He's like, oh, it's just going to be dog eat dog on this one. You know, it's like.
It's going to be a bloodbath.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. It's that. I mean, I understand it because there is an awful lot of that going on, particularly in kind of the North Seattle and West Seattle areas.
Sure.
There's tons of these multiple offer situations. So right now, there are estimated to be upwards of 9 offers coming in on this place.
Wow.
Right. So out of that, what was funny is, so I'm there with the inspector, you know, James is doing his deal and my, you know, buyer's there and walking around and doing our thing. And so what was interesting in this one is that the listing agent had what they said was a sewer scope report. And a lot of folks right now are used to the fact that maybe the seller has done a sewer scope ahead of the listing and there's actually a video available for you to see.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, there's no video. When you actually get into the listing information in the MLS for the agents and the access that we have, which is just private for us, and for us to then provide our clients, I get in there and it's a really hard to read scan of, you know, a carbon copy of someone's report from when they bought the house in 2012.
Oh.
So it's really, really hard to read and there's no video associated. So you're like, okay.
Why are they putting that out there then?
Well, because at least on the report, it said no recommendations of repair work at this time.
Yeah.
Right. So
from
basically
3 years
saying,
ago.
Yeah, basically saying, yeah, you know, then it looked okay. However, right next door to this place are 2 brand new construction houses. So what you know is going on is there's a whole lot of, you know, big traffic coming through and large equipment.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And there's nothing in that old report that talks about exactly where that line runs. And there's also not a copy of a side sewer report. So for folks who live in the city, and not every city always has these, but I know City of Seattle, you can typically find a side sewer card.
Yes.
Within, you know, the city website,
which will give you the diagrams and all kinds of information on that.
Yeah, where it's seattle.gov. You can go on and, you know, find those things. So you can probably type in a search, you know, side sewer card, you know, or side sewer report, something.
That's right.
So anyway, so we don't have that with us. So it's like, okay, well, James does not only home inspections, but sewer scopes. Mm-hmm. So then the question to the client was, would you like him to do one? Even though we have this report, this is limited to this much time ago. We can see there's new construction next door. What would you like to do? Do you want to spend the money on it?
Sure.
And what was funny is I'd already been in conversations with the listing agent. And he's like, well, let me see if anyone else, because we'd already learned that there were multiple other pre-inspections going on. He was not aware of anyone doing a side sewer or, a sewer scope. And so what was funny is then he farms my name out to a bunch of the agents. And the next thing I know, I'm in like text hell because everyone's like, hey, are you doing a scope? Are you doing a scope? Are you doing a scope? But what was great for my clients is that we now have four people that are all sharing the cost of a sewer scope.
Oh, nice. Good team effort there.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah. It was actually really nice to see all the agents kind of working together.
Yeah.
And on top of that, my clients, so one of the gals who was like, hey, what are you doing? Can we get in on that? She also went, well, do you think your client would be open that if my clients shared half the cost, would they be willing to share their general inspection? And I had to think about it and talk about it with my clients because, you know, my job is to work for them.
Right.
Right. You know, we have our agency relationship. She has her agency relationship. And so the thing is whoever pays for those report, you know, owns it.
Right.
Right. So then we also had to talk to the inspector and say, you know, if we have another party, you have two people to answer to. Now, of course, the question for him really, because I know he's a guy who carries E&O insurance.
Mm-hmm.
We only use gold standard people that have both pest inspection as well as
E&O. Yeah.
Well, it's not just they're legit. You could be a Washington licensed inspector and be legit. It's just you're not really what I consider gold standard if you don't carry the option of pest inspection and the option of E&O, because only about 40% of those guys do.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So for me, I like recommending the guys who all have that, and we have plenty of those. If anybody out there ever needs a referral, feel free to reach out to us at info@teamreba. But, you know, so anyways, so we asked him, and he's like, you know, that's fine. I can go ahead and do that. And he gets, you know, the full written report off to them. So I spent part of this morning having to coordinate sending out reports to the various, you know, I had to make sure only one of them got both reports and then two got the single report. And then we're waiting to find out if anybody else wants to chime in on this sewer scope and pay for that and bring the cost down. But the gal who offered with her clients to pay for both the general and the sewer scope, a big part of the push from them and request came from the fact that they have been through so many multiple offers now. That those things start adding up.
Sure,
you know, when you're paying $400, $450 for a report and another $250 to $350 for a sewer scope, and you've done that, I think she told me it was somewhere between 5 and 7 times.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
You're starting to eat into
your
savings. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And so so the big question is just, you know, who really owns that information? What's that do? Does it create any additional liability? I thought it was really cool that all these agents kind of were working together to say, look, the report's going to be the report. It's not really going to change any specific thing. And everybody's writing their own business terms, even, you know, when they see, you know, they'll make their own determination, you know, based on what they see. So I was a big fan of that, but it's also, it started bringing into question. It's like, why didn't the seller just go ahead and do it? You know, it's like, it would have been nice if they had just taken care of it and then let people opt in and reimburse a portion or something like that. Instead, you know, like we're all like, who are you? Who are you? Oh God, who am I competing with? You know, but it's definitely something that we're seeing more of. And it's certainly worth, if you're one of those people who has to go through multiple offers, it's worth, you know, talking to your agent and say, hey, you know, can we ask the listing agent if there's other people doing the pre-inspections? Maybe we can do this and keep our costs down. I'll be curious to see, though, if it leads to any future liability, though, for anyone, in particular the inspectors.
Right. Yeah. Well, they would just as soon do those 7 or 8 inspections.
Yeah, they would.
And I'm a little bit more.
Yeah. What I want to get in sometime is the people who do the insurance for those guys and see, you know, what their thoughts are on the subject.
Absolutely.
But I do have a line actually on a couple of different insurance folks that I want to try and bring in. to talk about a couple of different topics. But we've got more people coming on the show in the coming weeks.
That's right. Well, thank you for joining us this week on Open House with Team Reba. Be sure to tweet us at Team Reba or Eric is my banker, especially if you're interested in our upcoming first-time homebuyer class on February 6th on Eastlake Avenue at the RE/MAX office. Join us next week, 3 o'clock every Tuesday.
Thank you for listening to Open House with Team Reba. To contact us, visit Team Reba at RE/MAX Metro Eastside on Facebook or email info@teamreba.com. Join us again next Tuesday at 3 for more Open House with Team Reba here on Business Radio 1300 KKOL. Program sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.